This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you. All right, so good morning, you all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, we about to get it going. My best friend was over here laughing at me because I had this little filter on my live or whatever. And you know, she got green eyes and shit. So, you know, I had put on this filter and it had made my eyes like brown green. And she was like, okay, 1999 contact lenses. Listen, do y'all remember back in the day when we used to buy the damn contact lenses from the beauty supply store? Girl, and your eyeballs used to be burning down. When I say down to the ground, I mean, used to be in school looking like the emoji. The filter with the eyes rolling down. Listen, my eyes used to be on fire, okay? I had boogers running out of my eyes. Y'all remember that? But I would not take those daggone contacts out for the life of me. I did not care. I would go to the bathroom, wipe them eye boogers out, baby, and I was going back to class. By the time you got home, your eyes was red, burning on fire. Them things was $20. We was willing to go blind. Listen, I was willing to be legally blind just to have color contacts in my eyes so it looked like they was green. Which ones you had? Do you ever have them?
No. I already have green eyes.
Fucking bitch.
And I used to get the annoying question. Are those your real eyes?
Is those your real eyes?
Hey, mama. Those your real eyes.
And meanwhile, I wanted to be, who was the person? Well, first I wanted to be Chili. Okay. If you ain't want to be Chili growing okay. up, because that's when I had my long hair, my baby hairs. You can't tell me I was not Chili. And then I wanted to be Stacey Dash. I think the two top women that everybody wanted to be are the brown skin girls.
I was going
to
say, because I couldn't be Chili because I'm not brown skin. I was T-Boss.
You was T-Boss. You did have that crunchy ass ball. I think the two people that everybody wanted to be, when the brown skin girls, we wanted to be Chili or we wanted to be Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash was a bad woman. She turned out to be a coon.
She turned out to be a coon, but she was a bad, bad girl, honey. We definitely wanted to be Stacey. Anyway, that was a joke for today because I had that on, but I took it off. Because she was going to eat me alive, y'all. It had lightened it up for me just a little bit. Just a little bit. I felt like she was feeling a kind of way, you know, because I might have had green eyes for the day, you know. But you know when Dan used to drive me crazy, when people used to have like, when they was like dark skin with like the blue ones.
They used to be giving Cisco.
It was giving Cisco vibes. It's like, why did we have those on?
Okay, looking like a backup dancer for the thong song.
Yes, no one told us that we were literally ruining our eyesight.
It was terrible.
Baby, I had them on deck. I would have had 2-3 packs. Okay. Someone said I went to prom in blue contacts to match my dress. I was not playing no games. You was definitely playing a whole lot of games, girl.
She was giving her Frozen vibes.
She was giving Frozen. What's the Frozen song?
Let it go.
Now, I did Hazel Fry But I never did blue. It was definitely giving Cisco vibes. Okay? It was definitely giving the Cisco vibes. Anywho, y'all, good morning. Let's get to it. I'm tapping in with you all. First and foremost, our subscriber only, okay? Our subscriber only content is going up as soon as we finish this live. So if you all are not subscribed, make sure that you go subscribe. Every single day for the last 7 or 8 days, we have been doing subscriber only content, right? Every day we've given out an assignment for you all to do. Hey, Jays, love you too, girl. We've given out an assignment for you all to do on social. So many of you all were struggling with your social media, and we created the social media content calendar to help you all get better with your social media. A lot of you all, you are looking for things to do every single day. Hey, Ashley. You're looking for things to do on your social, and you've just been like, Ronnie, I don't know what's going on, but I need to get it together. And this challenge has been helping so many of you all. One of you all sent me a message yesterday, and you were like, my followers can completely tell that I am in this challenge. They can see a difference. And you sent me a screenshot of one of your followers saying like they can 100% see the difference in your content. So if you all have not subscribed to my page, you can go out, go to my bio and click subscribe. Shout out to everyone that's checking in from the text club. My girl over at Creative Hang Suite, girl, we need to talk today. I have a proposition for you, girl. Proposition. Maybe a partnership opportunity. So you got to call me. Because I was talking about you last night on our CEO Society training that we needed to catch up, girl. So call me when I get off this live because we need to talk some business. But let me just say this. I want to just take a second to celebrate y'all. Y'all have been doing so good, all of the subscribers. And I've been looking at your pages. You all have been consistent. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And I'm also realizing that many of you all are definitely getting into the flow of things. And I see a huge difference. Some of you all are getting more followers. I see that your engagement is going up 100%. So I'm so freaking proud. Looking amazing. And yes, getting on top of this content challenge. Ronnie, I want to send you a t-shirt of my brand. Okay. You better work, sis. How do we subscribe? So when you go out here and then you go to my profile, there's a subscribe button in my profile. All right. And once you hit subscribe, all right, you will be able to see subscriber only content. Okay. All right. Y'all got it. All right. Perfect. Now, I wanted to get some feedback from you all. I'm about to start shooting some more podcasts. So I wanted to get some feedback on what types of podcasts you all want to see more of. Any types of topics y'all want to give. And then I also want you all to comment. I want to do some Q&A this morning. I'm about to go get my workout on. So let's do some questions. Any questions? This t-shirt that I'm wearing is from my good girlfriend at Mess in a Bottle. Y'all go ahead and tag her in the chat, Mess in a Bottle. Tag her in the comment section. I love supporting my good girlfriends. She actually called me the other day. I was supposed to call her back. But this t-shirt is one of my favorites. It's 100% Black woman. If y'all don't follow her, she's doing amazing things. I actually interviewed her on the Girl CEO podcast. All right, let me read some of y'all comments. You don't see. No, it's a button, y'all. Like how it says follow, message. It'll say subscribe. It'll say subscribe. Let me show y'all what it looks like. Y'all like, I don't see no subscribe button on here. See, it says subscription. Y'all see this right here? It says subscription right there. Subscribe right there. Hit that. Okay. Hit that. And let me get some feedback. Podcast on creating a routine. I love the interview style with business owners and then you giving advice. Okay. You don't match energy of other people. I like that. Ronnie, when will the Girl Seal shirts be back in stock? So the ones that say model, entrepreneur, gold digger on them, those are available on joinclsociety.com now. I mean, shopclsociety.com now. Those will not be on the Girl Seal website. The Girl Seal shirts would just be like Girl Seal things. Those t-shirts are going over to our Join Seal Society. But we have things coming out for Girl Seal solely. It's going to be more stationary products over at Girl Seal. You all will see that more stationary, more self-help products, more gratitude planners and journals and things like that that we're working on. We have laptop covers that we're coming out with. So we're going in a different direction over there. So we just had to kind of get things together. So just get ready. Someone said that they saw me at the SOAR conference. Love it. How to find your purpose, how to stay focused and motivated. Okay, I love this. I love these. All right, let's go into the Q&A this morning. Is the skincare system okay? Okay, I can't share the question. Is the skincare system okay for kids to use age 10? How old is Kennedy?
Kennedy is 12. I would say yes. There's nothing harsh in it. So there's no salicylic acid or anything crazy like
in
that.
In the cleanser, I would definitely say that they can use the cleanser.
Yeah, okay. It's just turmeric.
Yep, turmeric is in there. Okay, acne scarring recommendations. If you have acne scarring, I would 100% suggest using the cleanser, the toning serum, and the serum. The serum is really good for that. And also, a lot of people use the neroli oil for that as well.
Yeah.
Next question. Oh, y'all got skincare questions. When will the moisturizer restock? We're working on that right now. All right. Okay. Is this a holistic Q&A? Let me see. When is the next Yanni Wash restock? I've been stalking the lavender one. In 2 weeks. All right.
Listen, the girls
want to
know.
The girls want to know about beauty and shit. Okay.
Let me see.
Hey, beautiful. This is, let me see, question from stories. Hey, beautiful, is your tea for weight loss? So the tea is all natural. It does not have suppressants or things in it that make you go to the bathroom. But it is 100% herbal tea, and it does cleanse your system. If you drink it 2 to 3 times a day, you would definitely see a difference, and it does cleanse you out. So it will work that way. If you change your diet when you're using it, when I'm drinking my teas and I'm trying to get skin tight, I do not do like fried foods. I cut soda out of my diet. I stay away from breads. And that's how, you know, I really dropped a lot of my weight. Neroli. When will Neroli be available? It's already in stock. Okay. All right. Next question. Once we subscribe, how do we receive the information? So once you subscribe, okay, there is going to be a highlight that shows up for you on my feed. Okay. And let me just say this, because right now I have like a filter on. Let me take my filter off so y'all can see how my skin looks. This is my skin naturally. Okay. So I am a product of my product. I just like had that on for aesthetics. So I'll keep it off so you all can get into this good glow this morning, baby. Okay. Anywho, I would 100% say that once you subscribe, you're going to start to see a purple highlight on my page. And it's like for behind the scenes stuff. So only you guys who are subscribed will see that, and other people can't see it. So as soon as you subscribe, when I get off this live, I'm going to put up the homework assignment for today. All right. And you will see it immediately as soon as I get off of this live. So. Yeah, it made me like a slight shade darker. Yeah, it did. So good thing I took it off. All right. Someone says, get the skincare. It's bomb. Let's go to another question. It really is. It's so good. I love it. Listen, I was running out. I was adding water to mine. I was like, we're going to make this stretch, baby. All right. So let's get into these questions. When is your next in-person conference? I don't have one for myself coming up. So yeah, that's not something I'm focused on right now. I'm booked to like different things, but I'm not doing like a conference right now. I am planning to do like a podcast conference. We're going to kind of talk about that. It's going to be really, really cute. And yeah, it's going to be a vibe. When do you know you're ready for a business coach? That's a really, Good question. I think that when you're ready to listen, right? When you are ready to be coachable, right? A lot of people get business coaches and they do not listen to them. They do not want to, you know, take that feedback. And I believe that so many of you all are hindering your growth because you're not coachable. All right. One of the biggest things that I've seen is that I've had people come in my class. All right. And I'm giving them direction and I'm giving them feedback and they don't want to listen. They're arguing. They're debating. They're not open to change. All right. What does that mean? That means that your coachability index is very low. All right. And when your coachability index is extremely low, then you're not going to get results, right? What I want you to think about is if you're looking at your social media page, if you're looking at the success that you're having, if this, the lack of success that you're having, and you're saying, why isn't this happening for me? If you're that kind of person where you work with so many different coaches and you're still not seeing the success that you want to see, I think that we have to be honest with ourselves and we got to say, I don't listen to people. Right. I'm not seeing the success because I'm not open to what someone who is successful is trying to tell me. OK. And that is the problem with 90% of people. We get comfortable and we don't realize that our comfort in business, it rolls over and it stops us when we get into these coaching programs, when we start working with these coaches. We don't get to see the success that we are capable of really experiencing. And it's normally because we flow better in areas that we are like more knowledgeable in. So the moment we step out of it, that area and we have to do things that we aren't too certain in and we aren't too familiar in and we don't really have that experience in, we get shook up. We begin to question ourselves. We begin to say, you know, let me just go back to doing what I know, that type of stuff. And then you completely shut down. You stop the thing that you're doing that is out of your comfort zone, right? And then you go with what's safe to you. And if I could give you guys some advice today, one of my biggest mistakes was playing in my safe zone. And every time that I stayed in my safe zone and I did what was easy for me and I did what was comfortable for me, things never went to the next level. But every time I stepped outside of my comfort zone and I did things that I wasn't familiar with, and I started to do things that coaches and people who were making more money than I was making was telling me to do, then I started to see a lot of success in my business. And it's scary at first. I've been there. You know, my best friend has been there. It's just playing that safe. I just know that quote that says, like, nothing happens in your comfort zone. Like, it's really real. You stay at a certain point. And then one of the things that I would also suggest to you all is that you have to get uncomfortable in order to unlock new levels in your life. Now, let me say that again. Every time you become more uncomfortable, you unlock a new level of freedom, a new level of finances, a new level of faith. Every time you get uncomfortable, you're unlocking a new level in your life. So for many of you all, you're not seeing that next level because you're staying, you know, in 3 feet. Remember when we was young and you wanted to go to 9 feet? All right, let me see how old y'all is. When I was coming up, everybody wanted to swim in the deep end, okay? And I'll never forget living in Riverdale, Maryland, and going to the swimming pool, and all of the big kids, they was in the deep end, right? And I was so little that in order for me to get approved to go in the deep end, over there in 10 feet, 12 feet, you had to pass a test, all right? And what would happen is they would literally put a lifeguard, one or two lifeguards, all right? Hey, Chastity, they would put 1 to 2 lifeguards in the deep end with you, right? And when I was coming up, the lifeguard would stand back and he would take a brick, all right? And then they would throw the brick down in the water at the bottom of the 10 to 12 feet, okay? You would have to dive in the water and you would have to go to the bottom of the pool and you would have to grab the brick and you would have to hold on to the brick because you now, if you holding a brick, you use on one hand, all right? And you would have to bring the brick back up and then you would have to swim across and take the brick to the other side of the pool, all right, without drowning. Let me tell you. After you did that, that is when they knew that you could swim. That is when they knew that you could swim. You had to dive for the brick. So what I'm going to ask you all today is, are you going to stay in 3 to 4 feet? Or are you going to jump in the deep end and go get that brick, right? And swim to the other side? Are you going to dive for the brick to pass the test to get to the other side? Because the tests are going to be there, right? And the test, every time you pass the test, it's a new level. So I remember I was living in Parkview Gardens, okay? I see Ray Dog on here. Ray Dog, you remember that? Me and Ray, it's so funny. We so old now, but literally we was kids. We was in Parkview Gardens, okay? And we used to have to go to the pool and we used to have to go get that brick. And you had to jump and go get it. But what a lot of you all are doing in business right now is you are not willing to jump in the pool to go get that brick so that you can go to that next level. That's how you graduated from being in the 3 to 4 foot swimmer category to being able to go in the deep end. And let me just tell y'all about the deep end. The deep end is you being able to flow in your zone, all right? It's deep water, right? But it's a lot of potential over there, okay? It's a lot of opportunity in the deep end, right? But let me just tell you what I realized about the deep end. Not only does it unlock a new level, but when you are in the deep end, you focus more, right? You're focusing more on what's going on and how you're going to stay afloat and how you're going to stay up. Follow me here, y'all, because this just came to me. When you're in the deep end, you're constantly treading water, okay? You can't stand up in the deep end and take a break. So this is a new level when you're in the deep end, right? When you're in the deep end, you got to also know how to tread water. That's one of the things that they teach you when you're in the deep end. Do you know how to tread water? Listen, you're going to have to know how to tread water in business as well. How are you going to stay afloat? Because this is what we experience as entrepreneurs, you guys. You go through seasons where you feel like you're going to drown. You go through seasons where people are going to stress you out. You go through seasons where people are going to play you fake, right? You go through seasons where you invest your money in something and you don't get that return on investment, right? You go through seasons where you let people land in business and they turn around and hurt you. You go through seasons where you help people make money and then they get Hollywood, right? This is you staying afloat, treading water, making sure that you don't drown. Because when you truly get to a different level of success, you are going to have to master staying afloat. And these scenarios that I just gave you all as far as betrayal, business, money, dealing with sharks when you in that water, all those things, right? These things require a different level of personal development, a whole different level of personal development. That's why most people choose to stay in the 3 to 4 feet. You know why? Because they can stand there like this. They can just stand up. There's no water that needs to be treaded, okay? There is no sacrifices that are made. They can just keep their head above the water. They can take a break. All right. Let me just stress that. They can take a break. They can take a break whenever. They can take a break whenever. But when you over there in that deep end, you're going to make more money for sure. But you are going to put in more work. Let me just tell you, being in a deep end requires you to get creative. And this is why you all don't want to go into those zones that you're uncomfortable in, because you're not in control. See, over there in the 3 to 4 feet in a baby pool, you could just stand up, walk, get up and leave when you need to. But when you are in the deep end, it requires more of you. You're constantly wondering if you're going to stay afloat. And this is how it is when you become a successful entrepreneur. You're constantly saying, okay, how am I going to stay here? How am I going to not sink? How am I going to make sure that I'm not drowning? And then when you over in that deep end, not only are you thinking those things, but your observation is on a 10, right? You're looking at who's around you, who's splashing water, who has the potential to bring you down and cause you to drown when you over there. You looking around, you watching yourself, people coming up behind you, you turning around like, oh, like what's going on, right? But then what it does after that is it's even more amazing. Because once you're over in that deep end, either you swimming, right? Or you trade in water, okay? But then when you get uncomfortable in business and you start stepping outside your comfort zone, you know what happens? The moment you start stepping outside your comfort zone, life causes you to get even more creative. Life causes you to get even more creative. You all know a few years ago, I launched a beauty brand and I thought that it was going to be easy peasy smeezy. Life slapped me in the face, right? It took me over 2 years to launch that business, but it was because I stepped out of the baby pool. I had spent 6-7 years selling other people's products. Okay. And then I took that leap. It was the scariest thing that I had did. I walked away from a 6-figure monthly income. I said that I was going to bet on me. I found a manufacturer. I built my business. I created this product. I started to sell my own thing. I went through legal stuff with, you know, the companies and stuff that I was with. It was super uncomfortable for me. But let me just tell you guys, let me tell you something. I decided that I was going to go over to that deep end. People that are asking about the shirts from my good girlfriend, Mess in a Bottle. Y'all tag her in the comment section, please. I decided that I was going to go over in that deep end. But once I got over to the deep end, being over in the deep end and stepping out that baby pool, right? And really learning, okay, the business as an owner versus a sales rep, how to grow a true community. How to build my own company, how to create my own product, right? How to really position my product to get in big box stores, right? Which we're doing right now. Let me just tell you, it forced me to get creative. The skills that I had learned in that season of my life, they weren't enough. I thought they were enough, but there were so many things that I did not know. I thought that just because I could sell a product, I could build a team, I could come over here and kill it, right? There was a whole nother world. So once we step out the baby pool and we go into the deep end, we realize that the deep end requires more of us, right? You got to learn how to breathe, right? You got to learn how to hold your breath properly, right? You got to learn how to tread the water. But then let's go a step further. You got to get creative in that water. Because when you tread in water, you get tired. Right? You swim in, you get tired of swimming. So then you start to think about how do I get more creative over here in the deep end? You know, one of the best things I learned how to do to stay afloat, get my energy back, right? And still not drown. Anybody want to take a wild guess in the deep end? Anybody want to take a wild guess? The most amazing thing that I learned. The most amazing thing that I learned. Let me tell you, I learned how to literally backpedal, right? Meaning I needed to lay on my back, right? Surrender and go this way, right? When you're doing that, what does it do? It gives you clarity, right? I had to float. I had to learn how to be fluid, breathe, get rest, trust myself, just float, okay? Backflow. When you are in deep water, guess what I've learned? Sometimes we think that this all the time, 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 all the time. We think that our work all right, what we are doing. We think that that is what's dictating our success, right? We think that always hustling, always going, always getting the money, that's going to get us to that next level. Then we learn how to tread water. These are literally the stages of entrepreneurship. The treading water is you all getting something down. You creating a system. You creating a routine that's working for you. And you mastering that routine. Okay, that routine is working for you. So what happens with many of you all, when you get into the treading water season, you stay there. Because you know what they say? If it's broke, don't fix it. Right? But what I'm going to tell you all is if it's fixed and you fixed it, then if you can fix it, then you could turn it into a fortune, right? So people who live mediocre lives, when they see you doing something and it's working, the first thing they're going to tell you is if it's broke, don't fix it. But what they're really saying is if it's good, don't make it better. And when people start telling you that what you're doing is working, so don't do nothing else, it can't get any better than this. No, this is how innovation is created every single day, right? People develop companies based on seeing lack in other companies, right? They see what's missing. They see that they're good, but they think, okay, how can I make this great? Let me say that one more time. Companies see you and they say, this is good. This is good. They see an idea and they say, this is good, but how can I make this great? This is what people ask. This is good, but how can I make it great? And this is how they create better companies. Let me tell you, that's how Netflix put Blockbuster out of business. Come on, y'all. This is how Uber put taxi cabs out of business. Okay, this is how Walmart came in and cleaned out half of your retail businesses. All right, this is how Apple came and became the hub that you had to go to the app store and get these apps, and they just clear everybody out. Listen, pay attention to me, y'all. It is about people seeing what's good and sitting down and saying, how can I make this great? It's how Chick-fil-A came in and started to give McDonald's a run for their money. How they came in and gave Popeyes a run for their money. And you know how they did it? They said, oh, they were good, but their customer service was some bull crap. Oh, they was good, but when you went through the drive-thru, the people weren't smiling, right? They were good, but they don't have systems in place. Like when you pull up, they didn't get your name. They didn't have your number. By the time you got around the corner, they didn't have your meal ready for you. So I want to stress to you all, when people are telling you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Fixing it is the way that companies grow every single day. When I created Herlistic, you know what I said? I said, you know what? There aren't too many Black-owned beauty and feminine wellness products out here. Companies, right? I knew about one and a possible one or two, right? But I'm like, okay, what was lacking, all right? The first thing that I said was the customer service. So we gonna kill it on customer service. The second thing I noticed when I looked at skincare was that it didn't have great ingredients. Most of them had alcohol in their stuff. They had, you know, sulfate, all of that stuff that wasn't really good for your skin. And people, what I noticed was they didn't want to put high quality ingredients in their products because it makes the initial investment price for the owner expensive, right? So what they did was they cut corners. So what did I say? I say, you know what? It may take me longer to get the visibility to the product, but I know that because it's not alcohol and water, because it's not some product line off of Alibaba, right? That I went and got made in China. My skincare is not made in China, all right? My skincare is made in America by a Black chemist. I said, it may take me longer, but I know that once people try it, they're going to fall in love with it. They can't get this from Alibaba.
right? This ain't bubbles, alcohol, and water. It's going to cost me more to manufacture this product because the ingredients are high-level ingredients. It's premium ingredients. It's plant-powered ingredients. But I'm going to last longer in the long haul. So let me just tell you, or when people tell you don't make it better, right? They tell you if it's broke, don't fix it, right? You better fix it because that's going to create your lane, right? You're going to attract the people who want quality. You're going to attract people who say this was good, but I love it, right? And then as you create that new thing or you make that thing better, what you're going to do is when you're in that deep end, you start to open up new avenues of income, right? New avenues of income start happening. So when we are in the deep end and we are treading water, you all being in the deep end is similar to you all finally taking that leap, starting your company, right? And then deciding, okay, this is working. This is working. Some of you all have already said that, okay, I am making $5,000 a month. Hell, some of you all have already said, I'm making $2,000 a month. This is good enough for me. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stay right here because this is all I ever dreamed of. And you're treading water and you're staying consistent in the motions that you learn. It's all you know, right? You have this down pat. You send it out emails, right? You're posting on Instagram 3 times a day, right? You're waiting for people to come and find you, right? You're going around, you're passing out flyers to people in the public, right? You're telling all your people, your friends, your cousins, what you doing, right? You did your launch event, right? You launched your business, but now you've really went through your whole warm market. This is you trading water, right? This is your systems. This all y'all got. That's it. After that, you like, what's next? What's next for me? You're trading. Because this is your systems. And what this is a representation of is all you know. You've used everything you know. You ain't got nothing else. You know why? Because now you have to get uncomfortable. Now you have to learn new systems, right? Now you have to tap into different things. Now you got to figure out how you're going to get in front of new audiences, right? Now you have to figure out how you're going to get in front of 7-figure clients. Now you have to figure out how you're going to get your products in big box stores. You're not just using Instagram no more. You ain't just trying to be Instagram famous. You ain't trying to be having to show up on Instagram all day, right? You got to figure out how to make money on and off of Instagram. So now it's forcing you to get uncomfortable and do some things that you're not used to doing. What does that look like? Now you're in the deep end. This is the point where you realize that you can swim, that you could tread water, that you can sit back. And when you sit back, sometimes sitting back requires for you to trust someone else. You get to thinking, you look up at the sky, you get your energy back, right? And you know what that puts me in the mind of? It puts me in the mind of mentorship, right? Coaching, trusting God, right? Getting discernment, being open to new opportunities, right? Being able to get feedback, being able to get clarity. And some of you all, you have your head down swimming so much that you can't see. You're blinded. It's opportunity all around you, but you can't even see it because your head is so down. You swimming. You don't hear nobody. You can't hear nothing when you're swimming. You just hearing splash, splash, splash. It's just noise, right? But now you realize, I want to be a lifeguard. Let me tell you what the lifeguard does. Y'all know what the lifeguard do? Let me show y'all. This is what the lifeguard do. This is the lifeguard right here, y'all. Am I lying or flying? This is a lifeguard. Let me tell you what the lifeguard did. Okay? The lifeguard is going to sit back. And he didn't swam through all the waters. He didn't get went in and got the brick. He didn't help other people pass the test. He just sitting back and he observing. Right? Listen, he's sitting back and he's observing. You know why? Because right now, he's equipped. He's equipped. He's ready. He has his little jacket on. If he need to come in and save you, he's sitting back. He under the umbrella. He's cooling. He's relaxing. And this is the fourth stage of business, right? Like the third or fourth stage. And the third or fourth stage of business is when you're no longer in there swimming. You're no longer in there treading water. The deep end doesn't scare you anymore, right? You can jump in, grab the brick, bring it back, pass the swimming test, swim in the deep end. You know how to get on your back and get the clarity. And then you realize, I need to get up out of this water. I need to sit here and I need to be coachable. I need to learn. See, one of the things that I'm learning about business is if I just shut up and listen a little bit, I learn something. That was my problem. I was so busy trying to show people that I could swim. I was so busy trying to show people that I could go get the brick. I was so busy trying to show people that I could get the brick, bring it back. Oh yeah, I've been swimming for this amount of years, that amount of years. I can do that. Some of you all have not reached that next level because you're so busy trying to show people what you've done. Just relax. Come on, hang it up, Unc. We don't need, it's not about you anymore. One of the things that I appreciate is going into rooms in this season of my life and not being the smartest person. I don't want to be the smartest person anymore. If I'm the smartest person, get me up out of here, right? I had to learn that if I would just shut up and listen, that I can get further in my life, right? So what does the lifeguard do? He sits back. Normally, he's quiet. He's observing and that he does not jump in until it's time, until someone needs to be saved, okay? He doesn't jump in until someone else is drowning. And this is what you all need to do. This is what you all need to understand, right? Some of you all need to sit back. Some of you all need to sit back and you need to pay attention and you need to observe and you need to get some knowledge and get some wisdom until it's time for you to dive in again. And then let me go a bit deeper. When I think of the lifeguard, I'm thinking about somebody who has everything systemized. I'm thinking about that. The systems are in place. Okay. The automation is in place. All right. They have other people that are working for them. They have assistant lifeguards and all of those things. Okay. So they're good to go. They're good to go. And this is how your business should be, right? Your business should be in a place where you can sit back like this and you can spend your time observing. You can spend your time learning. You can spend your time making decisions. You can spend your time focusing on your marketing, your strategy, all of the things that you have going on, right? You should spend your time thinking about how you're going to grow your company, right? But what I'm learning as a business owner is when we are focusing on working in our businesses versus on our businesses, we cannot elevate. Some of you all are still getting up every day and you're working in the field. You know why? Because you have not automated your business to a point where you can remove yourself from your business yet. This weekend, I spoke at an event, right? And I looked down at my phone and in one day, I had probably made, I'm not even going to say it, but it was five figures, okay? In a day. And asked me what work I had done that day. Nothing. But you know how I got there? I got there through shutting up, realizing that I didn't know it all, that I didn't need to know it all. And that I needed to go and get around people who were making more money than I was making. And when I got around those people, I realized that it wasn't that they were better than me. It wasn't that they were smarter than me, right? It was that they were more coachable than I was. They also had better systems in place. They also didn't have the control issues that I had. I had serious, extreme control issues in my business that held me back and made me stagnant. And control to a point where I did not feel comfortable hiring people, when I did not feel comfortable trusting people in my business to run my business the way that it needed to be ran. I did not feel comfortable with letting people in with my numbers and what I was doing because, you know, I grew up in the projects, y'all. When you grew up in the projects, baby, you don't really be trusting people like that, right? When you get into entrepreneurship and you go through the cycles of business, you begin to see how people move. So you're a little nervous when it comes to letting people in. And we listen to these old sayings. The old sayings, like we said one earlier, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And then there's another one that says, if you want something done the right way, y'all know it, finish it in the comment section. What does it say? If you want something done the right way, do it yourself. Well, that's just about the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life looking back right now. Because the reason why these companies are scaling at the rate that they're scaling at is because they understand the power of systems, right? If you want something done, do it yourself. Well, how do you focus on the innovation? How do you sit down and get your creative ideas? How do you focus as a visionary if you are doing everything yourself? We give each other some dumb advice sometimes. And then we sit back and we listen and we find ourselves doing everything ourselves. How do we enjoy life? How do we really grow a successful business if we are doing everything ourselves? It's not possible, best friends. You need a team. I hope y'all didn't tag some of y'all friends into this live because this was like a sermon or something, okay? All right. But hear me out. You cannot do it alone. Right. So what I started to realize is if I was going to do it myself, how can I become Chick-fil-A? And I started to look at Chick-fil-A's system. And when I sat back and I looked at Chick-fil-A's system, what I realized is Chick-fil-A was not what I was doing. All right. What I was doing was nothing similar to Chick-fil-A. All right. What I was doing was a one-man show. How many of you all are solopreneurs? I talked about this weekend at the event that I spoke at. Right? Solopreneurs. Y'all can tag y'all friends and just add them in the comment section. They'll get a notification. But how many of you all are solopreneurs? All right? Solopreneurs are the people who are doing everything themselves. Just text the number. Text social to the number that's pinned. Everybody on here, y'all need to text that number, okay?
I hope text y'all social. Taking notes because she is killing it. I was in my room. Somebody got delivered today from having a need to be in control.
For real. Because let me finish this, y'all. When I started to look at Chick-fil-A and I started to compare it to my business, I was like, man, this ain't Chick-fil-A system. I didn't have systems in place in my business. I didn't have a team. So what I want you all to think about is what you're doing versus what Chick-fil-A is doing. All right. And I'm not talking about, I need y'all to flow with me. I'm not talking about just French fries, chicken sandwiches, and iced tea.
And smiles.
Mm-hmm. I want you all to go a little deeper. All right. I want you all to go a little deeper. What I'm thinking about is when we pull up at Chick-fil-A. Have you ever pulled up at Chick-fil-A and you, the person that's sitting there, you know, in the little booth, they taking your order, right? And then the same person that's taking your order, they then get up and they run and they drop the French fries. That same person runs over there and then they make your iced tea, right? And then the same person runs to the bathroom and clean the toilets out and change the trash bags and cleaning the toilet and making sure it's clean and wiping down the mirrors. And then that's the same person. They go run and get their lawnmower. And then they're out front of the Chick-fil-A and they mowing the lawn, right? And then they run through the drive-thru outside, and that's the same person that's taking the order for the drive-thru outside.
Listen, have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it? I've never seen it, best friends. I've never seen it. But why is it that so many of you all are still running businesses that way? When is the last time you saw the owner of Chick-fil-A in a drive-thru at the fry drop, right? At the order line, outside mowing the lawn, in the bathroom doing the cleanup, filling up the ketchup, the mayonnaise, all those things, making the sauce. And you don't see that. You don't see it. You know why? Because it's not a one-person job. And let me take you back. That's why it's not only one lifeguard on duty, right? If you understand how it works in a pool, right? You're going to have a lifeguard over here on the deep end. You're going to have another lifeguard over here in the baby pool, right? Okay? You're going to have them both there to make sure that two people drowning at one time, that's even systemized, right? So what I want to ask you all is, how are you going to free yourself in your business? How are you going to go from the baby pool to the deep end? You know how you're going to do it? Stepping outside of that comfort zone. Keep on jumping in that water until you can really go down there and get that brick and bring it over to the other side, right? So today I want to encourage you all. What you're doing may be working. Some of you all are doing very well. I want to take a moment to celebrate you. But what I want to tell you is it's a pit stop. It's a pit stop. It's not your final destination. You may be making some good money today. But I need to remind you of one thing. And that is the fact that more is possible. More is possible. And the moment that you realize that more is possible for you, and you truly believe that in your heart, in your spirit, okay, then things are going to change for you. I just gave y'all the blueprint. Somebody on here said, how? How I've been talking for an hour and you gonna say how? I'm giving you analogies. I'm pushing you to think about what I'm saying. If you listened to what I was saying, you would have been following me. It would have hit your heart. You would have said, okay, I got to get out of this comfort zone. I'm playing small in the baby pool. In order for me to go to the deep end, I got to do some things that I'm not familiar with, some things that I'm not doing. And this is me stepping out of my comfort zone, going over here. Then I talked about coachability, right? Being more coachable, getting in the rooms that you are not the smartest person in, investing in leadership training, right? And then I said, focus on automation. Okay. Then after you get to the automation part, I said, then the thing that you're going to focus on is removing yourself from working in the business and focus on working on the business so that you can get your time freedom back. And then you can step back into your genius and your creative mode. I just gave it to you, best friends. Come on. What y'all was doing over there? Come on. All right. I'm off of here. I'm about to go work out. That's all I got today. I don't have something every day. I'm juiced out. I ain't one of those people. I got a motivational sermon every day because at that point it's fake, right? When I get the word, I'm going to give it to y'all. That's the word I got for now. All right. I gave it to y'all. All right. So today, let me tell you what y'all do. Everybody on here, text 410-2903. If you are on here and you are not one of my subscribers, I am doing a social media challenge right now. I think we are on day 7. It's going to be 10 to 15 days long. If you haven't subscribed, you need to get on there. Press the subscribe button in my bio. Not only do we do the challenge, but after that, I do tips. I do behind the scenes. I do subscriber only lives. This should have been a subscriber only live. All right. It should have been a subscriber only live.
It's a free one time only. I'm a best friend.
And my best friend is subscribed.
And
she is a subscriber. And let me just say this. And get you some friends that are subscribed to what you got going on.
that'll pay and believe in you and support you like that. So make sure y'all go ahead, 202-410-2903. Okay, go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you all click that button, subscription. And then let me just also say this. I got a few things. If you all have not signed up to become Holistic Affiliates and you use the product and you buy the skincare, y'all better go in there and become
affiliate. I get a check from Holistic, y'all.
Kim get a check too. My best friend, she gets a check. Why? Because if you're going to use the product and you're posting on your Instagram stories, y'all better get that 10 to 15% commission. So sign up on our website as an affiliate so you can get a check. All right? Make sure y'all sign up. All right? And then for you all who are in a place right now where you are ready to build your business, where you are ready to be coachable, when you are ready to spend 1 month and 2 weeks with me growing your company step by step, from telling your story to building your brand to mastering social media to learning automation to getting visibility. This is the things that we work on inside of my brand rehab program. All right, you can enroll at rehabmybrand.com. All right, rehabmybrand.com. rehabmybrand.com. My students are on here. I'm gonna turn this into a podcast. This needs to be a podcast, but I have worked with so many small business owners, people who are in the startup phases of their companies, helping them grow their companies out from beginning to end, and then really showing them how to build communities so they can have products and services to share with someone. Some of us are starting businesses and products and services, and we don't have anyone buying because we don't have a community there that trusts us. We don't have the longevity that it takes. Shout out to Eunice for putting the rehabmybrand.com in there. Okay. All right. I love y'all. I'm out of here. You can text social to this number. You can text anything to this number. All right. But you will be connected to me for life after you text that number, all right? And I'll see you guys. I'm going to drop the homework to my subscribers. Go ahead and check my stories as soon as I get off of here. It's time to get your assignments done. Get y'all work done. Don't be playing. Do y'all homework today, all right? See y'all soon. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.